Well, welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. And as we look at our overview of the state legislature, we are going to focus on this legislation that came through that changed the rights of midwives, non-nurse midwives in the state of Maryland and what they can do. Let me just say it, as we do in this program, as a note of disclaimer, that that the three of my grandchildren here who were born here in Baltimore were all born by midwives in the home. I'm going to just say that up front, and people who know that, that's out there, but this is not why we're doing this. And my other grandchild was born in a very special birth center in L.A. So all of them were born in kind of not the usual way in a hospital. So I wanted to put that out there before we have this conversation. We're joined here in studio by Chopay Lowe, who is delivered two babies at home with certified professional midwife. Chopay, good to meet you and have you in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
And her baby is wrapped around her in front. And Alexa Richardson joins us as a certified professional midwife and president of the Association of Independent Midwives of Maryland. And Alexa, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
I understand you couldn't be in the studio because you were out delivering a baby.
I am sitting in my car outside of a birth.
So, folks, join us here at 410-319-8888. Write to us here at talk@steinershow.org. I'd love to hear experiences, whether through a nurse midwife or through other midwives, if you've had births at home, your thoughts about the positive aspects of this. If you are a physician or nurse or people who advocate in a different sense, we'd like to hear your reservations about this as well at 410-319-8888 and join us in this conversation. Just your thoughts and questions, 410-319-8888. Alexa, let me begin with you and just talk about the battle of this legislation and what occurred.
Sure. A lot of people don't realize that Maryland is actually one of six states nationwide that prohibits certified professional midwives from practicing. And certified professional midwives are the main out-of-hospital care providers nationwide. And so they're specifically trained in out-of-hospital birth. Maryland has a handful of certified nurse midwives who offer home birth care, but they're simply not enough to meet the demand of women in Maryland. And so there's been a huge grassroots movement of women and families in Maryland that have been advocating for access to these specialized care providers, certified professional midwives, to meet the demand, the growing demand, for out-of-hospital midwifery care.
So what's the difference between midwifery care by people like you who are not nurses and nurses who are midwives?
Well, home birth certified nurse midwives and certified professional midwives practice in very similar ways. Certified professional midwives offer all of the prenatal care, including testing and ultrasounds and anything that may be needed to ensure that there's a low-risk pregnancy and a healthy mom and baby going into the birth. We offer very nurturing and hands-on kind of support during the labor process, as well as being constantly assessing to make sure that everyone's doing well, everything is safe and normal. It's also our job to know when things are not normal and when we need to transfer to a hospital setting and get medical care. And so both certified professional midwives and certified nurse midwives are trained to do that in an out-of-hospital setting.
So before I come back, there's many questions I have about that, but Chopay, let me talk about your life and experience with this.
Sure.
And why you chose to do what you did.
Well, I chose a home birth because I was not comfortable with a lot of the standard procedures and protocols that hospitals impose
on
laboring women. So a lot of times you go in, they make you wear their gown, they don't let you eat anything, sometimes they let you...
That's your baby.
They force you to lay on your back to give birth. So they have the IV. And I knew I didn't want to go in and have to fight for the experience that I wanted, and I wanted to be in a place where I felt safe and I was comfortable, and I wanted to be with care providers that knew me and that I knew, and I thought it was the best thing for me and my baby.
So that's interesting. So there's always been, and there's always an ongoing battle around issues like this.
Yes.
And so what you're talking about is you didn't feel that the service provided by hospitals was necessary, whether it was the IVs or the... Tell me why.
Well, I was a low-risk pregnancy. I mean, I'm not saying hospitals are bad. They have their place.
Okay.
But as a low-risk mom and a very healthy person, I felt like home birth was perfectly safe for me, and it was the safest place for me and my baby to be when we delivered.
So no, that's cool. So the difference here, again, I think for our listeners, because there have been nurse midwives in our community, Alexa, for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess essentially the difference between the two. You're not medically trained. Is that the difference?
Certified professional midwives have, specific medical training in areas that are, needed when emergencies might come up during a labor or things like that. But the focus for certified professional midwives is the normal birth process in an out-of-hospital setting. Certified professional midwives train by going to many, many, many births where they sit with the laboring mom from start to finish. We are experts in the physiological, intimate, normal process of labor, each step of that. It's actually quite different from other care providers, most of whom, physicians and most nurse midwives don't get the opportunity to train in settings where they sit from start to finish throughout, day-long births or more, and really get those subtle signals and signs of the normal labor process and really focus on supporting that so carefully. And I would just, I would mention that Maryland hospitals have a 35% cesarean rate now. And so
are you saying that's high?
That's very high. The World Health Organization says that a good rate might be between 5 and 15% for cesarean section rates. And women in Maryland and elsewhere are looking at their options and seeing that hospital settings have these very high rates of intervention now, whereas home birth practices tend to have, a 5% cesarean section rate on average. And so women are doing their research, weighing the benefits and risks of all their options, and many of them are finding they want the opportunity to have a normal physiological birth experience and to be supported by a care provider who knows that process, who has experience in that process. And so that's why there's this demand for these specialized care providers, certified professional midwives.
So we have to take a very, very, very quick break and come right back here to continue this conversation with our two guests. And when I have you join us here at 410-319-8888. Love to have you join us, especially if you've gone through this experience yourself. We're going to break here with the wonderful Marvin Gaye. I Heard It Through the Grapevine, recorded on this day in 1967. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I've chosen hands to make me blue with some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise. I'm a favorite.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. That's Marquee Moon by Television. Fred Smith of Television, born on this day in 1948. We're here with Alexa Richardson, certified professional midwife, president of the Association of Independent Midwives of Maryland, and Sho Pelo, who has delivered both her children at home with a certified professional midwife. One of her children is here with us, as well as she. 410-319-8888 is the number here to join us. We want to hear your thoughts. And we do have a email came in about this, and we'll talk about this, get the email. But I wanted to get a couple of questions here. Well, one was for Chopin, and then come right back to Alexa, and then read this email and any phone calls that come in at 410-319-8888. So I asked you why you decided to go to have the birth with a midwife and not a nurse midwife.
Well, my options at the time were to go to the county hospital, which I didn't want to do, or travel 40 minutes to the only birth center in the state, which I also didn't want to do. I tried looking for a nurse midwife, but come to find in Maryland, there's not very many of them, and they're very, very limited in their availability. So at that point, my only option was to go with a professional midwife, and that was that.
So, I'm going to come back to another question about what you've learned in the process about midwifery.
Yes.
in our world. But maybe, Alexa, this was a political battle over years in Maryland that you finally
Absolutely.
Right that you finally won with a compromise that had to take place to pass the bill. But because there was a lot of opposition from both nurses and physicians and hospitals to your profession moving in here.
Yeah, so we've worked really closely with all of these different groups, with the Board of Nursing, the Department of Health, the medical lobbyists, all these groups over the years to try to really hear, you know, what their concerns were. We know from the data that home birth is safe for low-risk women. And so a lot of their concerns revolved around how do we make sure that only low-risk women are, you know, having home births and things like this. From my perspective, it's a reproductive rights issue. Women should be given their full range of options and via informed consent make the decisions that feel best for them and their families. You know, but from a health regulatory framework perspective, there was a lot of interest in making sure that we set really high standards for the educational process and also that we had clear legislated guidelines for how and when to transfer women, depending on different circumstances that could arise during their care.
And I, again, well, let me go back, Shobhan, go back and forth here. So I want to come back to this and then read this email.
Yeah.
I'm curious what you learned in this. I mean, because you had your first birth. You didn't want to go to a hospital. You couldn't find a nurse midwife, which was your first route. You didn't want to drive 40 miles to the only birth center in Maryland. So what did you learn in this process about midwifery and this world?
I've learned so much. I feel like the kind of care that certified professional midwives provide is so nurturing and it's very warm. And I think I really feel like the model of care that they provide is in stark contrast to the things like the care that you can get like at a typical OBGYN practice where you don't really know who's going to be with you and you meet all kinds of different people. It's very one-on-one. It's like a holistic kind of approach that they take. And in that regard, I feel that's better for mom, for baby. And at the underlying issue of it, I really feel like the maternal system, care system in this country is broken. The standard practice of care that you get in a typical hospital, it's not like this one-on-one, holistic, personalized type of approach. And I think it has far-reaching consequences.
And as when you were about to give birth, however long that labor was, the midwife was with you during the entire time.
Yes, yes.
Focusing on you.
Yes.
And
yep.
Your baby about to be born.
Exactly.
Well, let me read this email and then come back to another question for Alexa. Alexa, maybe you can pick up on this. The email is entitled "Industry, Insurance Industry and Home Births." And Connie writes in, "It appears to me that today, as much or more than 40 years ago, it's the insurance industry which determines our healthcare options, not our medical professionals. How does it affect all this, Alexa?"
Yeah, I mean, not only insurance, but liability plays a huge role in the debate that we've had over the last several years around access to home birth. You know, liability is a driving factor for hospital providers who find it more and more difficult to make individualized evidence-based care decisions because there's a huge fear of getting sued. And if they do a C-section, you know, they're very unlikely to get sued. But if they wait for the baby to come vaginally and kind of support that whole process, you know, there's a higher chance that they could be held liable for something. So that's been a huge driver. Insurance has been a huge driver. This bill will allow for midwives to bill insurance for their care, but it won't yet get us to the place where Medicaid is covering home birth services in Maryland. And so that's a huge issue because as long as low-income women can't have that care covered, then they really don't have the choice.
So women on on Medicaid cannot have this, cannot work with you?
I mean, unless they're able to self-pay, at the moment, Medicaid doesn't cover kind of small practices like home birth midwifery practices.
So I can see this is just the beginning of a struggle you want to continue in the halls of Annapolis.
Definitely.
But one of the things that had to happen was that you had to make a compromise with the medical profession on this around something that's called VBAC, which is vaginal birth after cesareans. And you said there's a 35% cesarean section rate in Maryland hospitals, but women who have had cesareans cannot be served by midwives. Is that right? Who are not nurses?
That's correct. That's correct. So it was a very, very difficult situation, and we advocated as hard as we possibly could for this because this is an incredibly important issue for Maryland. women. Vaginal birth after cesarean is a safe and often recommended choice for women who've had a previous cesarean section, but it's essentially not available in most hospitals in the state. So in 2012, 50% of counties in Maryland, their hospitals had zero VBACs performed. So women really don't have the choice to access zero. So many women in Maryland don't have access to this kind of to this option, this birth option, which is a healthy option for them and their baby. So a lot of women do choose to birth with midwives out of hospital for their vaginal birth after cesareans. Midwives have extremely high success rates with vaginal birth after cesarean. And particularly for women who have large families, achieving a vaginal birth and not just having repeat C-section after repeat C-section after repeat C-section is a really important health decision for them to make. So we fought really hard for this, and ultimately we did not win on vaginal birth after cesarean at the moment. What we got is a study. So the Department of Legislative Services is going to look into outcomes for vaginal birth after cesareans for women in states where certified professional midwives do attend those births. They're going to compile all of those outcomes and present them to the legislators, who are going to have another look at the issue in about a year and a half. And we are going to fight. We're going to keep fighting for access to VBAC at home until we win it.
And there's been a debate that we had on the show some while ago. It's been a long time, but the on whether Maryland and other parts of the country have too many cesarean births and why we have so many cesarean mm-hmm. births and what is the cause of that. And that's a debate unto itself. I think that it's important for us to kind of continue because it does affect not just your profession, but just affects the whole notion of birth. There's another email that comes in. Let me read this from Katina, who writes in, I had three births, one transport, where I started at home but ended in a hospital, and two successful home births. I chose home birth because I received much more care from a nurse midwife. I learned so much about myself and my body. A midwife educates a woman about her body and the birthing journey and healing process. I started out at Johns Hopkins. My husband and I were treated terribly, like teenage parents instead of young family expecting their first child. We were your black professionals, and we were being treated like statistics. Our home births, the journey was beautiful. It was a family affair. Our children were born into a loving, warm home with positive energy. I love the home birth community and all the midwives who sacrifice to give women choice and holistic care. Sent in by a woman named Katina. So we share that email. We share that email as well. And I guess in some ways, Alex, let me just ask this question. It might be a little strange, maybe not. But I guess not being a nurse, being a midwife, you see yourself connected to kind of a very long and ancient tradition. That be fair to say, right?
Yes. I mean, midwives have been helping women have babies right here in Maryland for thousands of years with native populations that were here. And throughout, obviously, colonial eras, this period of hospital birth becoming the norm is very recent and in some ways experimental. We did not go into this having proof or evidence that hospital birth was a safer place to be. And now that we are doing the research and doing good prospective studies on out-of-hospital care versus hospital care, we're actually finding that for low-risk women, you know, it's as safe as hospital birth in terms of mortality rates, and it comes with much lower rates of intervention. So it's arguably less risky. Britain this year went ahead and reviewed the evidence that they had on home birth versus hospital birth and decided that they're now recommending out-of-hospital birth for all low-risk women. That's the first choice for low-risk women.
That's very interesting.
Because of its safety level. And so one of the remarks on that was, wow, this period of hospital birth has been kind of one of the biggest experiments in humankind that we've done. Obviously, hospital care is extremely important for higher-risk women, and we're very grateful that we have that option available to us. But it's an interesting question for us to really take a look at.
I think this says a lot about also our healthcare system, how what gets paid for, how much institutionalization we really need in our medical care, in our Medicare system, the work that, that physicians' assistants, nurses, nurse practitioners, midwives, and others can actually do in the communities, as opposed to having to have a full-blown physician-dominated system. And I think this is, it raises a lot of discussion and argument. And before we have to break, a closing thought, Chopay?
I think that the kind of this is so important. This legislation is so important. I think it really opens up a world of options for women like me. I mean, there's this huge community of women like who want the right to be able to choose who to give birth with and where. And this will allow us to take advantage of those options without fear of persecution for ourselves and for those that choose to help us.
I want to thank you for coming in studio and driving from Columbia, Chopay Low, who has delivered both her children at home with midwives, non-nurse midwives, and she brought her newest one in studio with her, who's been very cooperative in this program, and Alexa Richardson, who is a certified professional midwife and president of the Association of Independent Midwives of Maryland. And we look forward to continuing talking with you, Alexa, and seeing how this call develops. And in our conversations about the future of healthcare, it's great to have you being part of it. So thank you so much, Alexa, as well, for being here.
Thank you.
All right, let's get back to the woman you're working with. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And we are going to go to break here with That's Working My Way Back to You by The Spinners. Bobby Smith of The Spinners, born on this day in 1936. When we come back, David Wilka, ACLU, joins us to talk about Stingray. Who's listening to your phone calls? Stay with us.
Been paying